RCAF fighter jet pilot salaries under fire. The Royal Canadian Air Force is struggling to retain trained pilots and attract new ones, a problem that has been ongoing for years. The issue is complex and difficult to solve, as simply increasing pay is not enough. This is a familiar tale in the history of air forces, dating back to the First World War. In the long term, air forces are looking for ways to reduce their reliance on human pilots and instead use autonomous systems and crewed-uncrewed teaming. However, in the short and medium term, Canada needs to keep its aging CF-18 Hornets flying and transition to newer models like the CF-35, F-35A, and possibly a derivative of the Saab Gripen. Canadian Air Force pilots are commissioned officers and are paid under standardized public sector pay scales. Pay is largely determined by rank and duration of service, with some additional compensation for combat and deployment duties. The most common rank for operational and junior military pilots is captain, with starting salaries ranging from $77,600 to over $155,300 per year, depending on the increment level. Majors and lieutenant colonels occupy mid-senior and senior roles, respectively, with higher starting salaries and maximum pay ranges. However, these figures do not include additional bonuses or allowances that pilots may receive. The standardized payment system for officers across the service branches creates retention issues, as trained pilots are in high demand in the private sector and the military struggles to offer flexible incentives. In response to a 2018 report on the pilot shortage, the RCAF implemented changes in 2021 aimed at retaining pilots. However, these changes have had unintended consequences, including some captains earning more than majors and refusing promotions. The new pay system has also led to a cluster of grievances among pilots, highlighting the need for a more nuanced approach to addressing retention challenges.